The Nicky Byrne Show with Jenny Green on 2FM.
Proudly sponsored by Aldi. We've dropped our prices on hundreds of products. Even more reasons to swap to Aldi today.
Okay. Now, Jenny was here this morning, but she had to head off just because Baz Ashmawi is on the phone. And I know a few times that Baz had planned to rock into us was only when Jenny wasn't here. And I know he interviewed Baz, he came live on the show, it was last year when Jenny wasn't here. And then when he heard he was here, he fecked off again. Baz, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
She's
avoiding me, man. I know it.
She is here, Baz. She is here. But I've told her not to say anything.
Hey, Jen.
How are you, babe? Listen, I want to know, right? Because I was getting a little bit paranoid, as I do.
And you were
coming on the show a few times, and every time you just cancelled. But I didn't mind that. I just, you know, you kept appearing on everyone else's show, and I said, "Is it me?"
Because then you appeared. In trouble now.
You appeared last year when I was on holiday, and I said, "It's definitely me. That is it. It's me."
No. I love you guys. It's just been so mad busy, and a lot of the times it goes out of my hands who I can choose to be or shows I want to be on, but I always choose you guys, so you don't have to worry about that.
I brought in my Skrillex album and all for you.
I know back in the day, you know, I still drop that everywhere that I like Skrillex. I don't think I've ever heard a Skrillex track in my life, but I drop it into conversation. How are you guys anyway?
We are good. Listen, how
not
are you?
As good as you.
Sky One's 50 Ways to Kill Your Mommy has been nominated for Best Non-Scripted Entertainment at the 2015 International Emmy Awards. If it gets any better, Baz, tell us.
I don't know, man. It was a bit of a shock, to be honest, you know, but it's great. Like it's you know, like you never make TV kind of. I'm a bit like, I like to make, when I was making Mammy, I wanted to make something that was funny and was fresh and something that made people feel a bit sentimental about their family or whatever, you know, their relationships. So you're not making it for awards or to sell or any of that stuff, but it's an amazing nod. And like, Nancy's going to get to go to the Emmys. Like, that's just bananas. Like, she's got to do all these amazing things, and now she's going to get her glad rags on, fly to New York and you know, have a very glitzy night in the Hilton. You know, it's brilliant.
It's incredible.
It's amazing,
it is absolutely. Your mammy, Nancy, she's 71, am I right?
72
now. And has she been to New York before? Obviously never been to the Emmys,
no,
but has she been to New York?
No, we were chatting the other day, and I was saying, oh man, we got to go to New York. I was trying to say, listen, maybe we do it January for the sales, or we can go over and stay somewhere nice. You got to see it, like, it's one of my favourite cities. Like, so and there's not, it's not really, doesn't fit into the 50 ways to kill your mammy kind of stuff. There's probably, you can get mugged, that's one way. But apart from that, there's not, it doesn't have some of the ingredients that we look for in a location to travel to. But then this came about, and you know, now we get to do it together, and she gets to do it right, you know, she gets to do it in a nice limo, and yeah, it's just so exciting. I'm so excited for her. You see, the thing is, when you're doing any of these things with Nancy, I've done a lot of them before, but it's like, I don't mean this in a patronizing way, but it's like kind of looking through the eyes of a child seeing these things for the first time, and it's very exciting, and it's and she's such an amazing person to hang out with that it's just, I just have such a ball, Nicky. Like, it's just grateful.
No, that's absolutely brilliant. Some of the stuff, by the way, I know people have watched the show, you've had her in helicopters, monster trucks, riding husky dog sleds, taking decks as a DJ in Mexico. Where do you go from here, Baz? Is there one thing in your mind you think, I would just love to do that, but you kind of go, that might be pushing it too far?
Well, like, it's funny. I'm not sure who I was saying it to. I was saying it to someone, and someone asked me a kind of similar question, and I said to them that I remember we were looking at F-14s or F-16s or something like this, these fighter jets. And they go up to like 7G or something, like. And I was looking, I was all gung-ho for it. And then I saw that all these pilots, they just pass out. And I was like, no, that's that tad too far. So, but there's always stuff to see, and there's always new things. Like, we went to a prison in Manila, and like, we did a dance routine, a Bruno Mars dance routine with 700 inmates.
As you
like,
do.
As you do. Jenny, do you ever remember seeing that clip on YouTube with the lads doing Thriller? Have you seen that?
Oh, I did.
And it's brilliant. But I remember like looking over my shoulder and just seeing me ma with, like, she had like a deer hunter orange bandana on. And all these like heavy duty lifers behind her, like just dancing to Bruno Mars, you know. So there's always stuff you can do that is different, you know, that's not, you know, just bungee jumps or skydives or that. It's about just living and having experiences. And I think there's always stuff you can do.
Maybe cage fight with Conor McGregor or something.
Oh.
Well, God, yeah. I wouldn't be surprised. She's amazed me so many times that nothing would surprise
me. She'd be well
me.
Able for that. I have to ask you, actually, Baz, because apart from Nancy and worrying about what she may or may not do,
yeah.
Is there anything you wouldn't do? Is there anything that's been mentioned in a meeting and you've said, actually,
he
no?
He wouldn't come on the show. Well, that's one of the things he wouldn't do. But
apart from sitting in a room with me, is there anything else you wouldn't do?
No, there's not really, Jen. Like,
nothing.
The only thing I had a phobia of, in a big way, was rats. I don't like rats.
Yeah.
I'm not that keen on bats either, but that's just because they look like rats with wings. So that's the only thing, though, really. You know, like, anything that I've been... And I've seen it in Nancy. You get a confidence from doing things, you know?
It's like...
I suppose in a way it may be like success, you know, where, you know, when you start off and, like, you doubt yourself or you think, oh, I can't do this or I can't do that. And then you get a... You kind of do it and you go, wow, I did do that. So you pipe back to that kind of memory and you know you can achieve things that you think you can't. And it makes you grow. And I've seen it with Nancy, like, where maybe last year she was a bit more reluctant to do things. And then this year she just nails everything. Like, people look at her doing stuff and they just, I would never do that. I would never fly a helicopter through Mexico City, or I would never, you know, do any of these things, go into a prison like that or do any of those things. But she does them, you know, and she's brilliant at it. So I don't think so, no. Like, I get a kick. That's my buzz, is doing things that I'm afraid to do. Like, that's, I'm just running out of them, I think. That's the only problem.
I remember
you... I'd like to do that space flight thing. You know that one they do in Russia? They take a Boeing and they put it into a full dip. And it causes zero gravity, so you can float like...
Will you give me a shout
gravity
when you're doing that, Baz? Sounds like a great crack.
Yeah, it would be. Yeah, it's like joyriding in a Boeing. That sounds good in anyone's world, especially for me. I'm from Rough Ireland. That sounds like great crack.
We got some text in here to say, go, Nancy. I cried my heart out watching the Christmas show with her granddaughter. Love you, Nancy. Loads of kisses. Another question. Can Nancy go to the Emmys? Please be an episode. That's from Owen in Galway. Will that happen?
Do you know what? I'm going to let her just have that night to herself. So I probably, and every day with Nancy should be an episode, to be honest with you. But it's funny because I was even saying it to her. I said, it's funny when it's filming, it's not funny when it's just real life. But yeah, no, I'll let her enjoy the Emmys without cameras and stuff, you know.
I remember my Nana many moons ago, we were in the Point Depot and my Nana was front row and I tried to make her do the Mexican wave, and she was probably 80 at the time or 81. And she was standing, and I actually singled her out and said, Nana, come on, you have to do it. Like, I would stand up, sit there. Anyway, after the show, she was having breathing problems. We had to get an ambulance. She was fine in the end, but we had to take her into the Manor Hospital. She spent a couple of hours in A&E.
You need to be careful.
And I blame myself. Like, you know, I was like, oh, God.
And
she was grand. She was grand. She was grand. She's not grand now. She passed away recently. But that's,
but it wasn't your
this
fault.
Was many years before this. But anyway,
God,
Nana Lily was a legend.
Where you
it's a great story, Baz, isn't it?
Yeah, thanks for that. I'm really positive about doing
this. This one doesn't have a happy ending.
I'm just saying, stay away from the Boeings dipping down at zero gravity.
Yeah, no. But that's the thing. You have to be careful. You know, like, it's funny. We do stuff with Nancy, and you can never, and it's the rule. I can try and coax her and talk her into doing things and get her confidence up and persuade her, but I can never make her do something that she is just. And Nancy's a very strong-willed woman. Anyway, she will just say no.
Yeah.
You know, but you can't force someone, and it doesn't work. You can't force people to do things, whether it's giving up smoking or whatever it is. You know, you can't make them give up. They have to. You have to talk them through it and eventually make it their decision, and that's when everything is fine. But if you push people in a harsh way, that kind of bullying doesn't work, and we never do that, you know.
Well, you're doing a great job, Baz. We're all delighted for you. Everyone loves watching the programme. Another text saying, love watching this programme, puts a smile on my face, and Baz putting Nancy on that swing, smiley face. Listen, Baz, it's
I
great
need
to chat
to
you.
I need to ask him something before we let you go, Baz.
You go.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's taking place November 23rd, the Hilton New York Hotel.
Yeah.
If you win the award, which I think you might,
Will put you, him on the spot.
Will you come in with it and see me in person
first,
please?
I promise. Win or lose, whatever.
I know, we don't want the you next, if you lose.
Okay. If I win, I will. We will come in to you without that. I'll bring Nancy with me, and I promise you we will both come in and see you both, because I love you both, so don't... And especially you, Jenny.
What's wrong with me?
I'm gonna hold you to that, Baz. We now have that live in the radio, and I'm gonna get a recording of that and play it to you. I'm gonna play that down your voicemail. All right?
There you go. Absolutely.
Baz Ashmawi, everybody.
Thanks, Baz.
See you later, guys.
See you later, Nancy. Bye.